thank you so much for joining me and Hashtag No Limits. I am your host, Shelley Kino, and Hashtag No Limits is about people who society is placing limits upon, but who are busting through those limits. Ophelia says in Hamlet, we know who we are, but not who we will be. And I believe that to be 100% true, and that there is not a better or more beautiful example than the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. Really quick, very basic science lesson here. The caterpillar dissolves into cells, and just when it thinks its life is over, it reforms into the butterfly, but it's not finished struggling. It has to fight to get out of the cocoon in order to make its wings strong enough to take it everywhere it's going to soar to once it's out of the cocoon. Busting through limits is just as difficult. Societal limitations that people's thinking puts on other people are very difficult to bust through. But when we see someone bust those, the possibilities of where that person can go and the things that they can do are almost endless. So I just want to give you a couple of business things before I bring on my guest today. Make sure if you are watching that you give us a hashtag live and where you're watching from. If you're watching in the replay, give us a hashtag replay and where you're watching from. And also, if you have any comments or suggestions or questions during the show or in the replay, be sure to put those in the chat and I will make sure during the show, that Carly and I see them. And if it's after the show, I will make sure that Carly gets them as well. And finally, be sure to like and subscribe to this channel so you do not miss one of my amazing guests. And with all of that said and all of that out of the way, let's bring on Carly. Hi, Carly. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. I am really looking forward to having this conversation with you. We have had some conversations before. Carly and I met through another platform called Alignable, and I do a monthly parent support forum there that everyone is invited to. If you're interested in that link, just drop a note in the chat section and I'll be sure to get that to you. And so we are both there supporting families who are neurodiverse in some way. So I kind of gave a little bit of your bio there. I typically don't do that, so I apologize. So Carly, tell us about yourself and what brings you here today.
I am a mother of a adult autistic son. I am the wife of a disabled veteran, and I myself have disabilities. And I'm a CPA. I'm a certified public accountant. I'm a certified fraud examiner. I'm a certified CFO. And I work with special needs families that are in business, primarily special needs families, and really help them to thrive and grow their businesses. And so as I have looked for ways to really support myself in business, because it's really hard being a caregiver and also growing a business from scratch, right? So as I found systems to support me with automation and AI, I realized that this was really valuable information that other business owners like myself really needed to know about. And so I've started trying to kind of spread the word that we have technology now to make running your business a lot easier.
Yeah. And I myself have just recently discovered AI, Gemini, and some of the, like my husband uses Grok. And I have been amazed at the amount of time that I am saving by asking Gemini certain questions. I do a lot of IEP reading and consulting with school districts and consulting with families. And so when I can pull their data sheets in and then just say, summarize these data, you know, what are the most frequent behaviors? Have these behaviors decreased or increased? And I'm not the one sitting looking very specifically at every single page. It is such a game changer. And so I can only imagine with what you're going to talk to us about, that there is so much more out there than just that, and how helpful that would be to any family, but especially a family who as in your family, you have someone who's neurodiverse. Actually, I guess two people, yourself and your son, and then you have your husband. So talk to us about kind of the time, I hate to use the word constraints, but I guess it is, in being a caregiver and being the parent of someone who is neurodivergent and trying to run a business.
It's all about managing the resources, right? Mm-hmm. I want to first tell you about the AI. That's the first step, right? So I know you said you mentioned you're using Gemini and Grok, and those may also have something similar to this. But I am a power user of ChatGPT, so I'm going to tell you about the things that I know about there. And really encourage you to go over and look at them. So available on the free version, you just have to log in to ChatGPT, with a Google account, whatever. As soon as you log in, you'll see on the left-hand side, there's four little dots and it says GPTs. Now, what these are is ChatGPT was trained on the entire internet, right? So that includes the Library of Congress, which means every single book ever written. So when you ask it a question, it goes out to like this big cloud of information that it has, and it tries to find you the right answer or a answer that looks good. That's why sometimes it's not always right. So when you give it a master prompt that says, hey, I want you to put blinders on, I want you to specialize in this area, you know, it really helps to focus so that you get the best answer possible, right? So what people have done is they've taken ChatGPT and they've already given it these master prompts. They've already like sent it to college for whatever the topic is so that it's now an expert on that topic. And so you can jump right in without having to really think about it and just start having a natural conversation with the AI to find out about whatever it is you're looking for. Now, when you go into those GPTs, there are thousands of different topics that these things cover, everything from business and marketing and finance to New York State education law, to IEP assistant, to a therapist, and even there's one called the National Disability Navigator. So these are really amazing to be able to find and locate resources. And with you, with like the IEP assistant, that would really help you in reviewing those reports and maybe figuring out what needed to be applied or summarized or what suggestions to have for the educators, right? So I would also tell you that that right now they just made available, I think last week, the ChatGPT 5, which has the rollout of ChatGPT agents for everyone on a paid level. So for $20 a month, you can make 40 different agents. So one of the things that I did, because I work with taxes and bookkeeping, right? I created a ChatGPT agent and just told it to go out and figure out everything from the one big beautiful bill that I needed to know that would apply to me and my clients, and to create a PowerPoint presentation for me, to create an Excel spreadsheet that that gave me a checklist of things that I needed to do to make sure that I was compliant, and gave me a one pager to share with my clients. Now, if you've ever tried to get AI to do something for you, you have to sit there and say, it says, oh, I'm going to do this. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay. And then like you keep going through this process and it doesn't ever create it, or it creates it finally. But it was a lot of you sitting there and babysitting it. With the agents, you don't have to do that anymore. So you start out with just a regular ChatGPT chat and say, what's the best way for me to ask a ChatGPT agent to do X, Y, and Z, right? And it will give you, it'll come back to you with iterations because you've asked it a question, what's the best way to ask this? Well, in order to get to the best answer, we have to ask you all these questions. So answer these five questions, then I might ask you some more until we get to the perfect prompt for you. And then you just take that prompt and you go into a new ChatGPT chat, and on the bottom of the chat bubble, there's a plus sign. You just click on that and tell it to go into agent mode. And then you just paste in the prompt that the ChatGPT chat gave you and you hit enter. And then it comes up with this little screen inside your chat window that looks like a little monitor. And it shows you exactly what the agent is doing and will tell you, you know, like you need to pay attention. We're working with sensitive information, like if it's logging into Facebook or whatever it's doing. If, you know, and so it will go through all those sequences and double checking to make sure that it actually produces what you're looking for. And in the instance of the One Big Beautiful Bill project, it took 15 minutes and it produced for me a complete PowerPoint in my brand colors. It gave me a spreadsheet. It gave me a one pager and it gave me an executive summary. So I would understand going in what the big points were.
That's amazing, because how many pages is the One Big Beautiful Bill?
Too many. There's no way that I could read it, retain it, and, you know, figure out really how to apply it for my clients. And I know that there will be continuing education offered, you know, to really help us with that. But until that gets developed and distributed, we have to figure it out for ourselves. And AI is making keeping on top of your industry easy.
That's amazing. Is it at all possible? I know I can't do it because I was telling you earlier, for those who are listening, my internet is not very strong right now. And so I can't run videos and stream at the same time, but you have the ability to share your screen. Oh. Would there be any way, and I didn't prep you ahead of time for this, so if this is not possible or if it's time consuming, we don't have to do this, but I was thinking that maybe you could demonstrate it, what you just said.
Oh, absolutely.
And that, because I'm a visual learner as well as auditory. And so I think I was listening and, you know, understanding everything you were saying. But if I then try to do it later without having you with me, I won't remember what you said, but I'll be able to like picture it in my head. Oh yeah, she went here and she did that. And, and of course I have contact with you, so I can be like, Carly, help. I don't know what you told me to do here.
All right. So here we go. Present. Okay. Share screen.
And then, it'll pop up on my screen and then I'll put it up on the screen. So for those of you who are going to just listen to this as a podcast, you are going to want to go to the link and watch it on YouTube if you are interested in seeing what she is going to share. And I did just want to give a shout out. We did have Fran joining us from Southern Illinois. Thank you, Fran. How are you doing? I hope you're having a great day. While we're waiting for this to pop up. Oh, there it is. Okay. Sorry about that. That was my fault. Okay. And now I'm going to actually take both of us out so that, and I'm going to take all the banners off and everything so that hopefully everybody can see it as clearly as possible without anything being in the way.
All right. I'm going to zip through this really quickly. So you'll have to pause, rewind, come back, whatever, but this way you'll know what to do. The first thing I'm going to show you, if you're using ChatGPT, you need to change your privacy settings. You need to make sure that that you are not sharing all of your information with ChatGPT, especially if you're going to share personal information. This account that I use, I don't share personal or financial information, so I allow it to improve the model. The other place that you can go is in here to personalization, where you can put in your custom instructions, who you are, what you do, so you don't have to keep repeating yourself. And then I put in my master prompt here, which tells it to keep asking me questions until it gets to enough information to give me the right answer. And then in here, under anything else, I put my brand voice so that ChatGPT knows how to write for me. So when you come into a new chat, this is to start the agent. You just click right here. And you go into agent mode. And as you can see, I have 22 left until September 8th. But this this is where you also can switch to deep research if you're really trying to find some, because I initially thought about doing deep research instead on the One Big Beautiful Bill. But somebody told me to use the agent mode because that way it already did the deep research as part of it. And so because the agent... Oh. Whereas like before you could give ChatGPT like one task to do, an agent can handle multiple tasks.
Okay. So when you say you only have 22 left, so are those something that you have to pay for, those agents?
Nope, as a paid, as a subscriber, so $20 a month, I get 40 of these agents.
Okay.
Yeah, and so let me find my agent for the One Big Beautiful Bill.
And for anyone who might be listening that is not a member of the United States, the One Big Beautiful Bill was recently passed by President Trump. This is 2025 that we are talking, in case someone's listening to this 5 years from now. It's not a new bill after 2025. It just came out in 2025. And it's, I'm trying to see if it'll tell you how many pages there are, but I want to say it's like 1,000 or more pages. I may actually Google that while you're explaining this.
So this is the agent that I built to figure out about the One Big Beautiful Bill, and it took 27 minutes. But here's the executive summary for it. And this is, it was last done on August 10th. And then these are the tips to do it. And then here's my Excel spreadsheet with my checklist of all the things that I need to do for compliance. And here it is in spreadsheet form. And then here's the PowerPoint presentation, all the different slides that are in here. And then I can actually come in here and look, like, this is,
wow.
Yeah. You know, it's at least a starting point, right?
Right. That's amazing. Even for, I mean, you're doing it for work, but students could use mm-hmm. this. The student themselves who might be neurodivergent and has a big project to do, and I am not advocating to wait until the last minute, but some of our students, because of executive functioning deficits or other things that are going on in their life, find themselves at the last minute before they are wanting to, not wanting to, but are able to turn in a project. And so this could help them in those one-time emergency crunch situations. Again, I'm not advocating to do this all the time, but it could very well be helpful to lots of students and teachers. Do you work with any teachers at all, Carly, or have you worked with any teachers?
I don't work with teachers because I work with business owners. But I do know that there are, like, obviously ChatGPT is not great for research. There's sites like Perplexity that would be better at that. But with the agent, this makes it, you know, so that it's at least doing the deep research every time I'm using it.
Yeah. And so I did. I Googled how many pages. It's 870 pages plus, according to my research there quickly on the internet. And so, yeah, to be able to summarize over 870 pages in, you know, not even a clock hour, and to develop all of those items that you shared, that is incredible. And like I said, there's that was just one thing. So talk to me about how and what other systems that you help your clients with in order to help them maximize their time and minimize the amount of time spent on their business so they can address caregiving issues. They can address going to IEP situations, right, might be their neurodivergent loved one.
So one of the biggest things that I see with business owners is that they don't have time, or they're not doing like customer follow-up or lead generation. They're not posting regularly on social media. That's still always a struggle with me with my executive dysfunction. Like, I can do it. It's a really struggle to do it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's easier if we can automate those things that we're not good at or we don't like to do, because if we don't like to do them, we're not going to do them well, right? So, you know, sometimes me and ChatGPT is better than not being done at all, right? So, yeah. So I started looking at automation to really help me with, you know, just following up with people that I was meeting at networking events or you know, people that maybe visited my website to really develop that lead. And while I was piecing all of these things together, I was really fortunate and was turned on to this software called Go High Level. It is a all-in-one marketing platform that is advertised and pitched to marketing agencies. So their base, you know, subscription is $300 a month, but it comes with the ability to host three different company, their marketing for three different companies. So I, of course, was not going to pay $300 a month, but I was really interested in having my landing page for my marketing funnel, having my website up there. I was really interested in all the tools that I could stop paying individually for, like MailChimp to do email automation and that sort of thing. So I went out and did research and was able to find a marketing agency that is backed by two Shark Tank sharks. And they are selling the platform because one of the features of Go High Level is that these marketing agencies can resell the Go High Level platform and just brand it as their own. And that they can, that's what they pay for, that they can do that. And so, so this agency selling Go High Level under their own brand of all-in-one marketing, and they, because they have such a high subscription level, all of their sub accounts, you know, the consumer accounts for each business is the top level that that Go High Level offers. And it doesn't include any of the fees. So this is really valuable because on the base level, I ran an outreach campaign to all the daycare agencies in New York State to let them know about a workshop that I was doing to get in front of the parents that they're serving. And it cost me about $700 in transaction fees just in sending these messages out, you know? And I was like, wow, that is not cost effective at all. Like,
right.
how can I do this? And that's when I went looking for a cheaper solution, but in the same, with the same features. And that's how I found all-in-one marketing. But so with all-in-one marketing, they don't have a cost for any emails, text messages. They don't charge for an AI chatbot. Like I have one on my website. They don't charge for the AI answering service. Oh my goodness. Not to have to answer spam calls all day long, not to have the anxiety of worrying about answering my phone while I'm in the middle of a meeting. That's unbelievable. Like I did not realize how much anxiety I was putting down with that, and to have it for basically free because they're offering these things for $97 every 6 months is what his last offer was. He initially was giving them away and then he started selling them for $97 one time. And then he just said, all right, $97 every 6 months. I think he just doesn't want to bill people, but it's a great great loss leader for him because now he has thousands of clients that he doesn't have to manage or maintain, but he can just look at his dashboard, know exactly where everybody is, and then send targeted marketing to those clients to be like, hey, you know, you're ready for us. Let's go. And his whole thing is that if you can't figure out how to grow your business with $97 and this software that does literally everything, then you should not be in business. It's just, this just makes everything possible. This thing doesn't just, so when you host a landing page or a website, you know, GoDaddy costs hundreds of dollars a year. You can do it on Go High Level with this platform. As long as you're using templates, you can do it for free. If you want to have WordPress, it's $15 a month. Still way cheaper than GoDaddy was. Cause I just moved over and then so not on just the landing page and all the workflow automation for like when everything comes in, like somebody visits your website, it creates a contact for them based on the information that's able to scrape from the visitor. And then it, you know, reaches out to them, you know, in case there's, you know, is there something we can do to help you? Thank you so much for coming. And you can do that with text, email, You know, any WhatsApp is available now, and there's no charge for it. And you can have the AI do all of that, you know, once you've trained it on your brand voice. And it also has communities. It also has a no-code branded app. It has a secure client portal. It has a storefront. You can hold webinars up there. It's got a separate module for webinars and a landing page for the ticket sales for it. You can process fees. You can have your agreements up there. Everything is DocuSigned, so you don't have to pay for a subscription to DocuSign, and you can have your clients use electronic signatures. It makes onboarding so much easier. And that's just the parts of the tools that I am using right now. It does so much. There's even like a Google Map contact app that you can like add onto it as an integration, so that you can go out and, you know, find companies that are, if you're doing business to business, you know, whether you want them, you know, based on their Google ranking or a number of reviews or whatever. I know that's sometimes good for lead generation for people too. It's really an amazing tool, and every single business owner needs to have one.
Awesome. And I do have the email, or not the email, the URL address up on the screen. And I've also put it into the chat. So whether you're watching this on Facebook or YouTube, you should be able to find it. And if you are listening to this as just a podcast version, then you're just going to have to go to the YouTube version or the Facebook page just to get this information. But it is, this is all one word, allinonemarketing.com/watch-CRM?FPR=, and then the word score. And again, that is in the chat. So for anybody who is listening, you're just going to have to come back and find it. That's all I'm going to say. And then you get to see Carly's beautiful face and put a face to my voice if you've only ever listened on podcast version of me before. So that is incredible. And for those prices, I'm sitting here listening to you going, uh-oh, I might have just put my husband out of business, because my husband has a website and marketing business. And so now I'm thinking, oh, okay, I'm not going to tell him about this episode because he's mad at me for sharing this.
He would love you to tell him about this episode, because this will make his life so much easier. Even if he winds up getting an agency, an agency account, so that he can see all of his clients, Go High Level is definitely the platform everyone needs to be on. And because he's maintaining it for them, because he's putting content in there, he's giving them marketing, he can charge whatever he wants for the software.
Right. And I do want to just say that this is your affiliate link that we shared.
Yes.
Okay. So she will get a little happy note because, you know, you used it off of her affiliate link. So I just did want to throw that out there for anybody. So Carly, I'm sure there's so many more things that we could talk about regarding ways that you help your clients in their business. But I'd like to, is like some other, you know, like big important thing that you want to talk about. I do want to talk about that first before we switch over to, I want to talk about your son, if that's okay, and the limits that he has busted through, as well as the ones that you are busting through with your executive dysfunction, as you called it earlier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, David is 31 years old now, and it has been definitely a struggle. Raising an autistic child will teach you patience. And it taught me that things don't have to be perfect to be all right, you know. We were able to get David to graduate from high school. He was able to actually get, he got a Regents diploma, and he got a certification from BOCES as an automotive tech. He is still struggling. He's trying to live differently in a neurotypical world. And there's, you know, as a parent, there's only so much I can do because I'm now in a consultant role. You know, I've given him all the tools I possibly could, and I have to let him find his own way. Right.
And I would love it if on that moment, on that topic, you would share some of the things, because I know that several of my regular listeners are parents of adult children with neurodiversity or neurodivergence. And I'm not saying that, you know, you've done it perfectly, because nobody can. No person can do anything perfectly. But if you would share some of the things that you have done that have, like, oh, I'm really glad I did that. Or, and maybe share some of the things that you have done that you thought, oh, no, that didn't work out the way I thought it was going to, or no, that I shouldn't have done that.
You know, my biggest regret parenting my kids was that I thought I needed to be loyal to my employer above my family. I thought that because I'm the breadwinner, how my children are cared for, how my family lives is based on how much money I make. And so I took very demanding jobs that traveled 90% of time. I, you know, had to have them in nannies and daycare, but I traveled so much and I took those jobs so that I could afford the nanny because we couldn't keep David in daycare, you know, and that is a big struggle for families. It's not just the expense of daycare, which is astronomical, but, you know, it's also when you have a child with more complex needs, with behavior problems, you know, with sensory issues, then it becomes impossible to keep them in just a licensed daycare facility. And so you make sacrifices. And I thought that I was doing the right thing. And when my kids got older, I found out that the people that I had really entrusted their care to took advantage of them and did not provide the care that I thought they would receive, you know, and that was, that was really hard. That was really hard to find out about that because I was, you know, I was trying to protect my children and I did the opposite. And that is one of the reasons why I am focused on family first business owners, because I need clients that understand that my family has to come first too. And I know when my children were little, I tried to start my own business, a little, you know, bookkeeping business at the time. And it didn't take off. I didn't understand promotion. I'm an accountant, right? You know, and I was still very young. And so I knew that I would have the same problem in business, trying to juggle growing the business with my kids. And I knew that I couldn't do that again. So I had to go back to a double W-2 job. And really now, you know, we're seeing a lot of people moving into self-employment because of the way the work situation is, because more and more of our children are disabled. You know, more and more of our children are being born neurodivergent. And so as they're leaving the workforce and they're turning to self-employment to support their family, that automation, we finally have the technology for that to really help us break through, right? That's what this is about, like leveling the playing field, moving past just what I am capable of doing on my own, you know, giving me that support. I feel like the automation for me is an ADA accommodation. It really fills in all the places that I struggle.
Really? Can you explain more about that?
Yeah. So You know, we talked about emails. So I have, I'm not from Buffalo. This is where I live right now. I'm not from here. So I can't just like turn to my referral network and say, hey, bring me, you know, bring me referrals. I mean, that's, I definitely am doing that. You know, I'm in part of the business community in Buffalo, but it takes time to build that kind of rapport with people. So I'm doing cold outreach and, you know, I'm generating leads and having to do individual emails was just crushing my soul. I mean, like it took me all day and I got like 7 emails out. Couldn't do it. And yeah. I still, every once in a while, I'll be like, okay, I want to do a push for this company and I'll reach out to that specific person, like a one-off, that's fine. But the majority of my cold email outreach, I use a service provider. It's called Artisan. They just received their first round of funding. They got $25 million seed money. And it what it is it's an autonomous business development representative agent. And so what it is, it's a computer agent that's trained up on marketing, trained up on communication, trained up on email marketing. And I feed it just the pieces of my marketing campaign. In fact, we're working on a new one right now. Just, you know, what my pain points are for my customers, what my solutions are, what my proof points are, you know, all of those things. So that when it randomly puts together, you know, not randomly, but when it puts together all the pieces into a custom email, it sounds the way I want it to sound, right? So what it does is it goes out and it sources for me people's business email addresses and their information, like from their LinkedIn. And then it brings them as a client card to me, and it finds correlations between what they've posted on their website, their LinkedIn, their Twitter feed. It tries to find things that match what my marketing strategy, what my marketing campaign is about. And when it does, it creates a custom email to them, and it'll send them a couple of the custom emails. I design the workflow. And then after like the third one, it sends a connection request on LinkedIn. Now I don't have the paid LinkedIn, but somehow it does it. And it sends a connection request. And if they accept the connection request, it sends them another automated message. And as soon as they respond back, it stops messaging so that I can take control of the situation. But it's fabulous. You know, it can send out 250 emails a day for me.
Wow, that's quite the change from 7.
Yes.
I would much prefer to talk to someone in person. I feel like I come across so much better being able to, because then people can see how passionate I am about special education and making sure that every kid is getting the appropriate education and, you know, making sure that all teachers are supported and, you know, just wrapping up the whole system and making it as great as it possibly can be, but that doesn't come across in emails a lot of time and not the way I write them, you know? And so I have asked, and different emails that I use, have different AIs that are attached to them or like the social media platforms I use too. I'm not always the greatest at coming up with good, catchy memes or, you know, the description to go with it or that, you know, that catchy title to go with it. In fact, you know, on the podcast, I have tried to, the names of what I put on here are different on the podcast because I use some AI technology to help me generate a catchier title because I am creative in writing when it comes to writing IEPs and writing educational jargon and, you know, how data looks and all of that. But I don't seem to have that same creativity when it comes to coming up with titles for things or, you know, saying, hey, here's a great tip for you for special education, or here's what I'm doing and you can hire me to do this for you, you know, that sort of stuff. And so, I've definitely utilized some of those, but I'm sure I'm not utilizing them to the maximum that I could be.
You know, I want to tell you the fact that you can't come up with clever taglines. That's brain science. That is not a you issue. People who are very analytical are not super creative. That's just how the brain works, right?
Yep.
So I'm the same way. I'm very analytical. I'm a numbers person. And so ChatGPT really helps me, which is crazy because ChatGPT is not even the most creative AI, but it really helps me like at least start those thought processes to come up with something better, for sure.
Yeah. So I want to, and I we've talked about raising your son, we've talked about some of your things, but, and so I don't want to veer off of that if you're not ready to, but you just said something that made me think about a possibility for, even if there's a parent watching who isn't a business owner, what might they be able to do with ChatGPT or you know, AI in general? Like Frances, she's never used AI. So is there things that you could say, hey, you know, if you use ChatGPT, or, you know, some other system that you know of, what might they be able to help themselves do just in their normal family life?
Would you like me to share my screen again?
Yeah, if you want to, if that would be helpful. And if you've got it up.
I'm going to show you the GPTs that we were talking about earlier.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Yep. And so when you log into ChatGPT, you'll see over here on the left, it says those GPTs that we talked about. And it'll come up and
show. So, Carly, I'm going to stop you for a second, though. How do we get to where you are?
I just logged in to ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm. So you just type in ChatGPT in Google, and it'll take you to this.
Oh, yeah, it's ChatGPT.com, that's ChatGPT.com. And here, I'll even go to an in private window so you'll see it. So it goes. Now you have to log in.
Okay.
But you can sign up for free. You don't have to to have a paid account. So once you're logged in, you click on the GPTs on the left, and it'll bring these up. And these are just the most commonly used ones. But you should treat this search box as a keyword search, like a Google keyword search. So like you can see here, I'm working on my website. So I typed in Elementor Pro and pulled up a GPT that's specifically trained on the software I'm using so it can help me figure out how to resize boxes or change whatever I'm trying to work on. You know, because if I ask just ChatGPT, it might not give me the right answer. But this one, I'm going to get the right answer because it's trained on the software I'm looking at. And then I have one trained up for Super CFO for all my finance and accounting. So I have somebody to bounce things off of to make sure that I'm thinking of all the things, right? So, but you could also come in here, and this is where I really like it for caregivers. I actually have a resource list. So I'm in New York State. So we do have a ChatGPT for New York State IEPs. And so I would just type in New York State IEP. What's it called? It's called the New York Department of Education GPT. That's why I saved this.
You clicked us out of the computer. Okay, here we go. All right, let me do that again. Okay, here we go.
Big user error, my mistake.
Right. It's okay.
It's all right. So because it's already trained up, and you can ask it, tell me what you can do. And then it'll just tell me all the things that it's trained how to do.
Yeah. See, there was lesson plans. I saw that at the top. So, I mean, teachers, I don't know about all teachers around the country, but I know I spent hours and hours, especially as a special education teacher, because I would have to develop lesson plans for all my different students. I couldn't just develop a, oh, okay, this is seventh grade science. No, I had to do seventh grade science, sixth grade science, third grade science, whatever levels all of my different students were. And so while gen ed teachers can write one lesson plan for 30 kids, I would have to write potentially 30 different lesson plans, all in about the same subject, but right. different lesson plans for the different students. So that in itself would be amazing just to be able to help a special ed teacher.
I would tell you start here, but consider building an agent to actually help you with all of these, like on an ongoing basis. Because mm-hmm. you could feed it the, you know, the information and have it come up with, you know, not just, oh, we're going to work first on the lesson plan and then on the handout, but it would do all of the things all together and make sure they were all tight and related.
So I'm thinking about some parents that I have worked with that mm-hmm. whether their child is an adult age child or younger, and they run into behaviors with their children and they don't know how to handle the behaviors. So yeah. is that something you can ask an AI of any kind to give you suggestions?
Yes. So there are actually parenting GPTs that are up here. Depending on what kind of parenting style you want, they, you know, obviously, you know, go in and say, hey, what are you trained on? What, you know, how do you feel about, you know, whatever type of discipline that you're comfortable with or type of correction that you're comfortable with for your child or even just coaching. And I know that there is, that there are like therapists, there's actually caregiver support that's up here. So that you can just go in and again, it's just like having an expert that you can ask questions to or get information from. But it's I find that sometimes being able to ask questions and not have to ask a person those questions mm-hmm. can be very helpful.
Okay, so you have gone in and you have found all these different caregiver groups. So I know if I were to, you know, go into my regular browser, be it Google or Bing or Microsoft or whatever, and I would just type in caregiver, it would give me all kinds of information. So of agencies and you know, places to look. So tell us the difference between doing that and why doing it through ChatGPT or some other AI device gives you more specific information to what you're looking for and like kind of how you would go about doing that.
Absolutely. So if you just come into a Google, oh, I can't share you. Okay. If you just come into a Google search and you search for caregiver, it's going to come up with a whole bunch of different websites that you're going to have to then go in and look at all the pages and see if it's relevant and then figure out what the next steps are. But when you go into a ChatGPT and just ask it questions like this, it does that Google search for you. It looks at those pages. It combs through those websites and it brings you back all of the information in an order and sanctified way so that you can make better decisions quickly.
Okay. So yeah, so let's just say, so there where you're at with caregiver, mm-hmm. because I mean, a lot of my parents are caregivers to their right. children or to their, a lot of my audience are sandwich generation, you know, where they're caring okay. for their parent and they're caring for their children. So under, you know, for caregiver, maybe ask something about how can I don't know, manage my time or but I don't know what you said. I couldn't see what he typed.
Oh, I said, what can you do?
Oh, gotcha. You asked it. Okay. You're asking this one per thing, yeah. yep. what it does. Okay.
Yep. So like anything that you can think of, there is a GPT that's been trained up on how to do it.
Okay.
And any, cool. like literally any question you have, because even if you're not sure how to ask the right question, if you just tell it, what's the best way to ask you this, you know, and just brain dump onto, you don't even have to put it in order. It can come out scattered because I don't think and always in logical sentences that
right.
And ChatGPT is smart enough that it can translate and figure all that out, which has been amazing because I need that. I need an outside force to kind of get me to stay in pocket, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, that's awesome. I so appreciate you sharing that. And I know that probably wasn't what you thought you were going to be doing on our episode today. So I appreciate that you were willing to kind of shift a little bit and you know, change a little bit of what you thought you might be talking about or doing today.
This is life-changing information. I mean, we are literally walking around with an expert in our pockets. If you download the ChatGPT onto your phone, when you go into voice mode, instead of texting, you can just talk to it. When you go into voice mode, there are three little dots on right next to the speaker place. And when you click on that, it has share screen. So now we can share our cameras with ChatGPT and it can see. I rented a car and couldn't figure out how to get the current song that was playing on YouTube to show on the screen. And I went to ChatGPT, shared my screen, turned on the camera. It took 2 seconds for it to tell me what I had to push to get it to show up.
Wow. That is amazing and frightening at the same time.
No, use AI for good. Use it for you.
Right. Well, you know, there's always those Big Brother is watching kind of things. And interestingly enough, when I went to start typing in my Google search before of how many pages are in the Big Beautiful Bill, all I put was how many pages, and in the Big Beautiful Bill popped up as, you know, and so either it was listening and or enough other people have searched it, you know, because it does auto generate the, you know, the highest things that have been searched. So
did you know that you could also purchase the highest thing that comes up? You can purchase that. Yeah, that's an ad space.
Oh, well, there you go. That's a business tip. And what is that? Just like a couple $100 for a month or something?
I think it's per impression. I think it's the number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, see all these things. So Carly, how do people work with you and get you to do this with them on a more personalized basis? And how do they get in contact with you?
So my email address is on the screen. It's Carly, Carley, at successpositive.guru, GURU. You can go to my website, successpositive.guru, and book a time to meet with me. I'm a certified public accountant and a certified fraud examiner and a certified CFO. I work with business owners one-on-one. I help them untangle their numbers, understand their numbers, and really create an action plan to help them grow their business. And because I'm tech savvy, I know how to do the technology for automations. I can help out with that. And I also do lead generation because so many business owners need to expand beyond their circle of influence.
Right. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. So it's up on the screen and it is, as she mentioned, Carly at successpositive.guru, and then successpositive.guru is her website. So make sure that you check those out if you need her assistance. She's obviously a tremendous wealth of information, and I can't thank you enough for sharing this, because as a business owner myself, this was very helpful to me. And so I'm hoping that even just the kind of veering away from business and just talking about parents and what parents might need or caregivers might need within the ChatGPT and how that works, I so appreciate your help for with doing that and just being willing to kind of pivot. And Fran says as well, great info, and thank you very much for everything. So guys, remember, we know who we are, but not who we will be, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Hey, parents and teachers, are you tired of IEP meetings that feel like a battle? Let's put an end to the tension and create a collaborative, calm, and respectful environment together. Shelly Kino, your go-to IEP consultant, can transform your meetings into positive and productive experiences. With Shelley Kino, your child is her top priority, your voice is heard, and you become confident. Shelley Kino is making the world better for all, one IEP at a time. Visit www.shelleykino.com for more information and set up your free 20-minute consultation today. That's shelleykino.com, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-K-E-N-O-W.